You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar gives me the thumbs up, so it's my time to cut it loose and let it rip. Before we do that, I wanted to take some time out and recognize the fact that this is National Nurses Week, and I want to thank all of the UHealth nurses for all of their fabulous work during National Nurses Week and throughout the year. I wanted to try to put this is what I was trying to get in on the UHealth segment, but Oscar, I think it was better that we had the mental health part. You know, these nurses have been inspirations to both myself and my family for the last year plus. I want to especially thank Dr. Patricia Briones, who received her doctorate of nursing practice from the University of Florida. Go Gators! And she's been a mentor to my wife, Vivian Freed. In fact, if you heard Vivian on a few days ago with her doctor, Dr. Diego, a couple of weeks ago, you heard how much the UHealth team means to her, and I can only say that Dr. Patricia Briones has personally brought my wife back from the brink along with Dr. Diego. So that team, along with all the people at the dialysis folks, I just want to thank them so much. And now we're kind of going to get into the wrap-up and the thoughts that are on my mind. I talked last week about the soccer stadium. You heard me talk with Ron Book a little bit about it here today. And I want to talk a little bit more about it. You saw a nuanced change in the argument for the soccer stadium today. You saw them go from it's got to be at the port to it's got to be waterfront. Well, that means that now they're also going to talk about filling in the slip next to American Airlines Arena. And Ron said it best. He said, look, we just built a baseball stadium. We've had people grabbing for that bayfront land for quite some time and been slapping their hands and keeping it strictly for use of the entire public with Museum Park, etc. You know, we've now got all of these people living downtown. They need a park. And they've got Bicentennial Park, but that's not really what I'd call a park. That's sort of an events venue with a memorial in the middle of it. We need some green space right there by the American Airlines Arena. If you're going to fill in that slip that the boats used to come in to drop off their oil on what's now the museum park, then let's fill in that land and use it for a grand park. Right now, the best park that we have in Miami is the one just north of the Omni, where people go there. It's got thousands of condo units, and from those condo units, you can walk to the Marina Park. High five to the Hollows for developing Opera Tower and everybody else who developed over there. Just great location, and you're right in front of the park. You can enjoy the waterfront, play basketball. It's amazing. Why can't we do that over by the AAA? Put that to the north side of the AAA. It'd be a great place. Imagine the energy. If you couldn't get into the Heat game, imagine the energy you'd have out there in the park. They could use it for people to play soccer, not just the MLS. And it would be just a great downtown venue that we could truly make a true centerpiece, and we could build our entire city around it. Versus a soccer stadium that, you know, I'd like to go to the soccer games, but, you know, all the sports teams have had kind of a spotty track record. So if the soccer didn't take off, what would we have left there? A big place to play high school football when they wouldn't even put the baseball stadium there? So, folks, let's be realistic. There's lots of good locations. We don't have to advocate one here on the show, although I like the one over by the airport personally. There's a lot of different things that can be done, but I do want to give the soccer people one good thumbs up. And that's what they're talking about, doing it privately financed. Hey, I warned everybody I was going to Wednesday's day game with the Marlins. I took my mom. We had a spectacular time. There were a lot of seniors there. I guess they do a special on Wednesdays for them, but it was a great time. My college roommate threw out the first pitch. High five to Louie for that. I know because Steve, his dad, told me when we were working out. That's right, I work out with my college roommate's dad every morning. Oh, boy. But in any event, we were out there. We had a great time. It was my mom's first time out there because she works on the weekends and she can't go to night games. So this was my first chance to get her out there. We had an amazing time. We breezed right in with the parking was easy. We had great food. She loved the colors. She loved all the jumping up and down. Billy the Marlin ran by. It was the highlight of her day. Not a lot of scoring, but a lot of great people sat around us. We had a great time. We met some new people. We made some new friends. We saw some old friends. It was just a great time. And even if all you want to do is exercise, you know, for cheap tickets, you can go walk around that stadium, you know, do your exercise. It's just a great environment. And hey, whoever would have thunk it a couple of months ago, but the Marlins have the best home record in baseball. So if you haven't been out there, you're missing perhaps one of the best shows that we've had in town in a long, long time. And Giancarlo Stanton, I take it back. You can keep that Giancarlo name. You found your power. You found the swing, you know, leading the league in RBIs. Oh, my gosh, it's just amazing. And, hey, summer's coming, so keep your temper in check. We're all going to be out there. We're all going to be driving up and down I-95, all walking around. We're all going to be in a hurry. There's going to be a traffic jam making us late. Look, it's South Florida. It's summertime. Just relax and maintain your sensibility and your sensitivity to each other. You heard us talking about mental health. The most important thing you have to do is make sure that you break your mental health. You don't bring that negative energy into the hospital. I want to thank our guests, Ron Book. My gosh, he's the man. That guy brings home the bacon every time. I want to thank UHealth. We had a great guest today, Dr. Torres, talking about mental health. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. Also, the Dolphins have re-signed up. We'll be doing more Dolphins stuff, so thanks to the Dolphins. Thank you, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Bruce Turkell, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Aztec Group. But thank you to our listeners. Join our community and give us feedback on at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, the website, www.friedonbusiness.com. Remember, we'll be on next Thursday. This is not a rehearsal. This is your life. Now, the person wants to go and do something, well, they find a way. Other people find an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. Oscar, take me out. Bring me back again next week. You see, you don't talk.